what we've done here and how we've done it, and really kind of a catalyst for this type of project being getting done and being one of the first to get it done. And we were out here actually doing a groundbreaking probably 2 years ago, and we actually had already started the project a bit. We had a big corrugated tube which actually was taking Lunge Gulch Creek through the 5.5-foot Hobbit Tunnel that used to go over there. And so there was only a few feet above this corrugated pipe. And we did the event here. We had several people and just, you know, kind of, hey, we're starting, we're doing the golden shovel. And then Senator Cantwell said, yeah, I'm going out to the beach. Now you're going to go out to the beach? And she just went right past me and went into past the construction fencing and then climbed on the corrugated pipe and shimmied her way through the tunnel, and everybody followed. So out we went with the media and everybody else. So Senator Cantwell, your can-do spirit is unbelievable, and that is why we achieve these things. So please.
Thank you. Ryan, thank you, and thank you to your work and to the county and to everybody. I certainly want to thank the county because they came up with 50% of this project and the envisionment of what we needed to achieve here, and now it is a similar goal for many other parts of Puget Sound. But I also want to thank Councilmember Strom Peterson for being here, Council President Megan Dunn, Councilmember Nate Nearing, Councilmember, this is the Edmond City Councilmember. I didn't see Diane, but she might.
She's here.
Okay, Diane, where are you? Oh, well, right in front of me in the back there. Thank you. And obviously, our mayor is here. Well, we're here today to celebrate a very, very special project. And obviously, you heard a little bit about it from the county exec, but this has been a vision for Snohomish County for some time. Meadowdale Beach Park restoration is really a very historic area for anybody who lives in South Snohomish County. Lots of people know this beach, love it, and certainly wanted better access to it. But guess what? So did the salmon. They wanted better access to return home. We are working hard, obviously, to make that a reality. In 1891, an early Washington State Rail Company built this track to expand commerce and international trade routes. Today, roughly 40 trains travel through Meadowdale Beach, carrying agricultural products, grain, and passenger destinations on the I-5 corridor. So even though this was an important commerce project, like the exec said, dire environmental consequences really weren't taken into consideration 100 years ago. The once juvenile Chinook, coho, cutthroat, steelhead salmon grew big and strong here at Lund Creek Gulch, and the estuary was critically important for their migration to Puget Sound and ultimately the Pacific Ocean. But that rail project destroyed that and those precious habitats. When Ryan was talking about us being down there that day, you could see where the estuary used to be and why we needed to restore it. The salmon needed to get on this side of the track and then have a waiting period and then make their way back home. So now, over 100 years later, we have come to celebrate this community and a solution that is going to help us have salmon thrive again in Lund Creek. The juvenile Chinook listed as a threatened and endangered under the Endangered Species Act have already come back. This will boost Chinook survival and it will benefit the southern resident orca population that rely on the Chinook food. That is why this project was identified by scientists as a top priority for salmon restoration. The 6-foot wide culvert that was once here was not working for salmon and it was blocked. And the creek itself, over decades, resulted in a dried up field where the estuary used to be. So obviously that was a key thing for scientists to make sure we restored that. This, obviously, removal of the 6-foot culvert was a key part in the celebration that created a 100-foot wide opening so that we could both have people and salmon return here. As the council president mentioned, 1.3 acres of estuary is what you're going to see here today, and a beach that is obviously ADA accessible to boot. So I'm proud to have supported this program with federal dollars under the Transportation Consolidated Rail Infrastructure Safety Improvement Program, the CRISI program, and I know that Burlington Northern is here today. So we're not only improving the safety here, but we are also creating a new opportunity for Salmon and Puget Sound, and to make sure that we are returning the ability, obviously the Tulalip tribe's emphasis, to make sure that we are restoring the natural habitat. The Meadowdale Restoration Project is a win-win-win project, and I'm excited because it represents now what 11 different projects around Puget Sound are going to try to do. People don't understand how much Puget Sound is a salmon powerhouse, but only if we have projects like this where the salmon can have a helpful hand in returning to their spawning grounds. So I just want to congratulate everyone today, the county, the council members, everybody who's put the emphasis on this project, not just because what's being accomplished here today to restore Meadowdale Beach to its natural elements, but also to be the example for what else we need to do in Puget Sound to restore salmon. I just want you to know that we have been fighting this fight on many fronts. This year we had a big victory on stopping Bristol Bay and the proposed gold mine there, which would destroy the salmon grounds that I believe a pebble mine would have done. And in the important legislation we were able to pass last year, got a major culvert removal program established where our state has already got the most money from any state in the nation, about $58 million to help us on culvert removal in other parts of our state. So yes, salmon, and we all should celebrate today, very important project that is going to help us improve what is, as the tribe said, a returning to our natural states. Thank you all very, very much.